You can't get rich anywhere. And the reason so many people don't get rich is because they want this. So when you say to a child, go to school, get a good job, so you can have job security and save money, let me point something out. You know what's wrong with saving money? That for every dollar you save, you have to earn two, because the government's going to take one. So it's really hard to save money as an employee, because to put $1 in savings here, you have to earn two over here. That's the price of security. By talking to people about joining the business, by building the business, you're giving back their control over their lives, giving them control over the number one expense called taxes. You're allowing them to build an asset called a business. And through your business, you can buy other assets. And that's how the rich get rich. But the big shift here is this, ladies and gentlemen. The trouble is, too many of these people in this country want security, and they forgot what freedom is. And that's the problem. Your job is to re-explain that to them. I'll just say it back to them. We had a thing called the Boston Tea Party, not for job security, but for freedom. You guys in this business are the hope and future of this country. Because you're giving back to people is what we started as a country, the right to be free. Does that make sense, you guys here? So the change is going to come faster, and that's why I speak. What has happened to America is America has become the single largest welfare state in the world. So many people expect the government to take care of them. We have Social Security, Medicare, which are toast. Your 401k is going to be toast. I promise you, job security is going to go to China. And you see, they go, now what do I do? You know, wave the flag? No, but, I wave the flag, take care of me. That's not it. You know what I mean? I deserve a living. That's not it. So what you guys are offering people is that chance to get back some of their dignity, because as the world changes right now, very simply, the reason I created all these products was, that's what I was getting at, is the thing that I got angry about at school, I just got so upset about school, is that school is about academic IQ. And if you look at most people really smart, a lot of them aren't rich. And I said, this is not too good here. If you do, and so school teaches you about academics, and the second thing school teaches you about is professional IQ. So if you're really smart, become a doctor or a lawyer. The thing that school doesn't teach you, and this is what I was angry about in school. They said, Robert, if you don't get a good grade, you won't get a good, safe, secure job. I said, I don't want one. What school fails to teach you is financial intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, by joining the INA business, every time you listen to a tape, read a book and all this, is what they're giving you back is your financial IQ. And I'll just share with you what my rich dad said to me years and years ago. Which of the three has the power? It's this one. And ladies and gentlemen, we are at war right now with a rich man. His name is Osama bin Laden. And a rich man has the power to bring down this country to its knees. But just the other day, I met a woman who was in this business, and she remains anonymous to most people. I was taught, had a meeting with her. I said, what do you do with that much money? It's more than I make, I said. And she says, there's guys like bin Laden, and there's people like me. And I do good with my money. He does bad. And what she does with her money, and she's in this business, she's in India, she went to India, she says, because the way we're going to prevent war is by making people rich. So she's in India, she started her business out there. I mean, she already had a business here in the States, but she went to India and she made a promise to the Indian people. And the promise was this, she says, every dollar I earn in this business will stay in India. And she says, with that money, she's building hospitals, taking care of people, teaching the people to be rich. So the point I'm making here, ladies and gentlemen, is your business here is extremely important, because it's more than just about money. It's about giving back control of people's lives, but giving people this here, a chance to fight back. If people are financially poor, they're easily conquered. Does that make sense, you guys here? They're easily conquered. The reason I hated school was because they didn't teach me this here. They taught me this, but they didn't give me this. And my poor dad was poor very simply because he was a PhD here, but he was financially weak here. So you have a very important job in your business, and your business is to educate. The reason I come and speak is because although I'm not in the same business with you, we are in the same business. And the reason I go and speak, somebody asked me, I fly in on this plane, I got to fly out tonight, and I start again tomorrow morning. I was in New York, Boston, Chicago, Istanbul, and all this. The reason I speak is because we are at war. We are at war. We are at war with people who want to take away this. I come and I speak to you very simply because you have the power to fight back. Does that make sense, you guys here? You have that power to fight back. So, I'll just explain some of the things I do, and you can take a look at it. Is that the reason I dislike school? And how many people had a chance to play this board game, Cash Flow? Good, thank you. I'll just explain to you a little bit about it for those who haven't had a chance to play it, just so you understand what's going on here.